right now in the center of Kyiv and elsewhere around the country, the situation is very tense. Down on Independence Square, protesters are hunkering down and preparing for what they feel to be an imminent attack by police forces again tonight. We've heard some ominous messages from the government earlier today, from the Security Service of Ukraine, from other government officials, that these anti-terrorist operations are now in play. And according to our sources here, a couple of political analysts have told me, according to Ukrainian law, this allows the Security Service of Ukraine to go into offices, into anybody's vehicles, to stop people on the streets, to search, seize whatever they would like. It also allows them to detain people for 72 hours, up to 72 hours, without notifying their families. So these things are hanging over protesters' heads right now, mm-hmm. and it certainly could further inflame these already extremely violent protests. Mm-hmm. Certainly, both sides are guilty of violent actions. They've both taken offensive actions. And throughout today, we saw both sides hurling Molotov cocktails, stones. Not only the police have firearms now, and we've seen protesters with handguns and rifles. Most of the rifles that I've seen are air rifles shooting BBs. Mm-hmm. It wasn't clear what kind of handguns they were using. I spent a significant amount of time with riot police, speaking to them, and they did tell me that they had AK-74s on them, that they had not used them yet, but that they did have live ammunition in them, which was an interesting little tidbit of news, given that the Interior Ministry has denied that they have firearms with live ammunition. They have been shooting rubber bullets from 12 gauge shotguns at protesters for the last 2 days, and there has been 26 deaths, I believe, is our confirmed number at this point. Mm-hmm. That is expected to climb, given there are still some unconfirmed, and the clashes persist tonight. And as I mentioned before, protesters are fearing that another attack is going to take place sometime throughout the night.